Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 18th of May, mostly sunny morning here in Auroville on 32 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts cooler with plenty of sun and over the night partly cloudy. Temperatures from low of 29 to high of 39 with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 14%. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 59%. Tonight and throughout the month of May, if you are in a dark location at northern temperate latitude, you might be searching for one of the sky's most spectacular sights, the starlit band of the Milky Way. You won't find it in the early part of the night. That luminous band stars arching across the dome of sky is nowhere to be seen as evening falls in May. Where is the Milky Way at nightfall this month? For starters, remember that the disk of our Milky Way galaxy is flat like a pancake. As evening falls in the month of May, the plane of pancake-shaped galactic disk pretty much coincides with the plane of your horizon. Because the Milky Way rims the horizon in every direction at nightfall and early evening. You can't see this roadway of stars until the later at night. And then, beautiful. From the Water Group, Auroville Council, FMC, TDC and Working Committee, we have a plea to save the water. We are facing a water crisis, so all these groups are asking us to conserve water wherever we can. And the Resident Assembly decision-making campaign has started on 13, and we are encouraged to participate in the process. Voting online, you use your personal link sent via RAS mass mail past Saturday, and you can vote on paper. Vote forms has been attached to last week's news and notes. Fill in the form, bring it to the RAS office between Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. up to May 26. Manual voting will happen on Saturday, May 27, at two locations, PTDC between 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and at Solar Kitchen between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information or assistance, we should mail to RAS at orbit.org in, or we can call them on 262-2129 or 948-662-3749. The Working Committee informs us on Adar Camp in Auroville, which will be held in Auroville between 24th to 30th of May at the Auroville Foundation building. It will be initially open to Aurovillians and their children. So they are trying to make it possible for newcomers, but there is still an issue if they need a proof of address from Auroville Foundation. For children below 5, one parent's Adar can be used as proof of ID. Enrollment is free. Change of address or photo will be also possible against a fee of 25 rupees. If you're interested, you need to write immediately to adar@orbit.org in with the number of people in your family who will need Adar card or change of address, and in this case you have to specify full name and age. Further, you will receive a confirmation from them. In summertime, our youngest, they can attend summer program at kindergarten, because Auroville Kindergarten and Centerfield are offering during 4 weeks a summer program of crafts, games, swimming pool and more to children age of 4 to 7, but not for Jalam or Yellow Group. Those programs will be going on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays between 9 a.m. to 12. From Monday 15 until Friday 26th of May at Nandanam Kindergarten, and from Monday 29th of May until Friday 9th of June at kindergarten. But there will be no lunch, no school bus, so parents are requested to pick up their child on time. Adults and teenagers willing to help the teachers are welcome to come any of those days. And Precreche is planning to open summer for children born from March 2015 to February 2016. This will be an experiment and preparation for the next year. They will be open 3 days, Monday, Wednesday and Friday, in a week for 3 weeks. The school will be open between 9 a.m. to 12. The program is scheduled to start on 22nd of May and it will end on 9th of June. A detailed programmer's plan will be shared with parents on the day of the proposed meeting, which will be held on 20th of Saturday at 9:30 a.m. at Precreche Camp. The Oroville Library of Things Alot is now ready to serve the community. Through the generosity of a number of Orovillians and few other donors, there are a number of items available to borrow. They also encourage you to donate things, particularly home tools, toys, games, kitchenware or utensils, and camping gear. And you should remember that there is no fee for borrowing items, but however, a security deposit will be required. Opening hours are between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. from Monday to Saturday at Container opposite of PTD's. Here are some announcements. The Solar Kitchen and Lateras will be closed for annual tour from Friday, 19th of May to Sunday, 21st. They will be back on Monday morning, 22nd, as usual. Here's a note from Music Library. They will be closed for 2 weeks from Monday, May 29th, and they will reopen on June 12th. And Oroville Library are announcing that due to the extreme heat, they will be closed in the afternoons from May 22nd onward. But instead, they will be open in the evening from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday until further notice. And here's practical advice, because in case of an accident in the Oroville Center, the injured person can be brought to Santa for immediate first aid. And you can call them on 262-2803, and the summer working hours are between 8:45 to 12:30 p.m. The Oroville Ambulance Service number is 91-944-222-4680, and it's available 24/7 for Oroville residents and registered guests of Oroville. For non-Oroville residents, the dispatcher can make an exception based on an urgency or organize external ambulance service if required. In case of accident in the Oroville area, the injured person can be brought to Oroville Health Center as well for immediate first aid. Doctors and consultations and assistance for the first aid and injuries is possible between 8:15 until 1 p.m. and from 2:30 p.m. until 5:15 p.m. When more serious help is required, it's best to go straight to a hospital. From the Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone comes an announcement that they are presenting Indo-Gangetic Plane Lunch, Bihar and Bengali by Mr. Sarabhan Chatterjee at Atithi Grita Guest House in Bharat Nivas. The lunch will be on Sunday 21st of May between 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. for Aurovillians and newcomers only, but you need to reserve your lunch on 262-2445. Cost of the lunch is 120 rupees. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Great Barrier Reef with Richard Attenberg, Episode 2, made in 2016 and directed by Anne Sommerfeld. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., documentary on world politics, The Trials of Henry Kissinger, made in USA in 2002 and directed by Eugene Jarr. On Saturday, international comedy drama, 20th Century Women, made in USA in 2016 by writer and director Mike Mills. On Sunday, at Children's Film at 4:30 p.m., The Adventures of Pinocchio, made in UK and Czech Republic in 1996 and directed by Steve Barron. Later on at 8 p.m., Wim Wenders Film Festival is going on, and this Sunday we will see Wrong Move, made in Germany in 1975 and of course directed by Jung. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, all our nature must make an integral surrender. It must offer itself in every part and every movement to that which seems to be undergenerated sense mind, so much less real than the material world and its objects. Thank you for listening to us, and you can reach us on orvilleradio.org.